Hello, welcome to Feasting on the Word for April the 20th, 2022. We are now in the first week of Easter. And if my microphone happens to be picking up some of the ambient noise, particularly of all of the lawn equipment being used, I apologize for that and will, at various points of our silence, mute the microphone so there is complete silence maintained. This discipline of feasting on the Word really just tries to allow us to immerse ourselves in a brief passage of Scripture by repeating that same passage four times with silence interspersed between those readings. In this way, we just have a richer or fuller of experience of the Scripture by spending time with just that one single small passage and allowing it to speak uniquely to us rather than seeking out what scholars say or other biblical commentaries to try to gain a foothold on some of the facts that are in it or some of the information presented. So it really is allowing us to just feast on this word on its own. It's an ancient practice back in monastic Christianity. And so we link ourselves into rhythms of this faith when we undertake this discipline. So we hear the scripture a total of four times, with a minute following the first reading, a minute following the second reading, and a longer period of 3 minutes following the third reading. That longer period is intended as an opportunity for us to turn to God in prayer, having heard the scripture four times, to uplift to God perhaps how it is challenging us, or how it is inspiring us, or maybe even how it's confusing us, but an opportunity in that longer period of silence to move into that time of conversation with God before we conclude the discipline with a fourth and final reading. I use four translations. That's merely to allow us to hear that same passages of Scripture, but in slightly different voice each time to help draw out its meaning to us. So let's get into the discipline for this week. And the passage is one of the resurrection passages from the Gospel, this one coming from the Gospel of Luke in the 24th chapter, the first 12 verses, first from the New Revised Standard Version. But on the first day of the week at early dawn, they came to the tomb, taking the spices that they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they went in, they did not find the body. While they were perplexed about this, suddenly two men in dazzling clothes stood beside them. The women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified and the third day rise again?" Then they remembered his words. And returning from the tomb, they told all this to the 11 and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other women with them who told this to the apostles. These words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb, stooping and looking in. He saw the linen cloths by themselves. Then he went home, amazed at what had happened. Our second reading of Luke chapter 24, verses 1 through 12 from the Message. At the crack of dawn on Sunday, the women came to the tomb carrying the burial spices they had prepared. They found the entrance stone rolled back from the tomb, so they walked in. But once inside, they couldn't find the body of the Master Jesus. They were puzzled, wondering what to make of this. Then, out of nowhere, it seemed two men, light cascading over them, stood there. The women were awestruck and bowed down in worship. The men said, "Why are you looking for the living one in a cemetery? He is not here, but raised up. Remember how he told you when you were still back in Galilee that he had to be handed over to sinners, be killed on a cross, and in 3 days rise up?" Then they remembered Jesus' words. They left the tomb and broke the news of all this to the 11 and the rest. Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other women with them kept telling these things to the apostles, but the apostles didn't believe a word of it, thought they were making it all up. But Peter jumped to his feet and ran to the tomb. He stooped to look in and saw a few grave clothes, that's all. He walked away puzzled, shaking his head. Our third reading of Luke chapter 24, verses 1 through 12 from the Modern English Version, and a reminder of the longer period of silence follows. Now on the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they and certain other women with them came to the tomb bringing the spices they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were greatly perplexed concerning this, suddenly two men stood by them in shining garments. As they were afraid and bowed their faces to the ground, they said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he spoke to you while he was still in Galilee, saying, 'The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and on the third day rise again.'" Then they remembered his words. And they returned from the tomb and reported all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. It was Mary Magdalene and Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and other women with them who told these things to the apostles. But their words seemed like fables to them, and they did not believe them. But Peter rose and ran to the tomb. Stooping down, he saw the linen clothes lying by themselves. He departed, wondering in himself what had happened. Our fourth and final reading of Luke chapter 24, verses 1 through 12 from the New International Version. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground, but the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee, 'The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day raised again?'" And they remembered his words. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the others with them who told this to the apostles. But they did not believe the women, because their words seemed to them like nonsense. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves, and he went away, wondering to himself what had happened. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.